This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
You know, one of the best things about doing the show is getting to talk to all sorts of fascinating people. It gives me a chance to get to know celebrities without the mess of having to dig through their garbage. In fact, we here at A Late Show have even created a method that goes beyond the traditional interview to reveal my guests' true inner selves. It's called The Colbert Questionnaire, and it's a series of 15 scientifically designed psyche-probing questions that Psychology Today once called Please Stop Contacting Us. I recently had the pleasure of administering the questionnaire to some of the biggest names in entertainment, like John Oliver. Did you know beneath that vapid dreamboat exterior and washboard abs, he's got a brain, too? It's true. It takes a look. I'm here with Mr. John Oliver right there.
I'm here too.
And his beautiful end space, I don't know, purgatory that is.
Nothing. Yeah, it's just a beautiful nothing, an absence of a thing.
It is a tofu environment of which he is the only salt. And I love talking to you. You know, want to have you on. It's a joy. We always go too long. It's always, as you say, it's hell for our editors. But
yes.
The one thing, the problem is that I see you mostly this way because people did not know. We didn't actually cross over at The Daily Show. We are friends. Certainly, I knew your work. You knew I work. And we would, we would, see each other in the crossover episodes. But I don't really know you as well as I'd like. And we've been trying to have dinner with each other and our wives.
We were nearly there.
We were so nearly there. And then COVID hit and we had to cancel. So I don't really know you as well as I'd like, I've got a way to fix that. And when I ask you these questions, they will penetrate to your soul and reveal you not only to the world, but to yourself. Are you prepared to be known as you are known?
Good luck. I'm British, so I've built a pretty sizable wall around any sense of thought or feelings. But
got it.
Have at it. Let's see what your wrecking ball of questions can produce.
All right, John Oliver.
Yeah.
What is the best sandwich?
The best sandwich? Well, that is a good question. Oh,
that's why it made it to the Colbert questionnaire.
I would say my go-to sandwich is a BLT. Mm. Crispy as possible, the bacon.
Okay.
Sweet as possible, the tomato. And I think I would take, you know what, I would probably take a Wawa BLT.
Ooh. Well, wow, so a roadside BLT. So
a
gas station BLT. So not only are you a lover of sandwich, you're a gambler.
My wife loves Wawa. It's her absolute favorite thing. And one of the first Valentine's days I ever had with her, I thought, there's no Wawa in New York. So I hired a car to drive us to the nearest Wawa, which was somewhere deep in New Jersey. I remember talking to the driver, saying, this is where we're going to go on Valentine's Day. And he honestly said, I'll do this. Are you absolutely sure that this is going to be a surprise that that she likes? Because what you're describing to me sounds terrible.
And was she happy?
She was absolutely overjoyed. We even bought him a sandwich, said, see, this is what she's excited about. And he said, and I quote, it's fine.
But, you know, in a happy marriage, it's great if most days are fine.
Yeah. That's right.
On the night we were married, Evie and I, my sister Mary said to us, look, she took us aside and she said, look, you two, she's very short, look, you two. She said, there's this and there's this. What you want is that. Okay. What's the one thing you own that you really should throw out?
I'm not going to do it. I have the last concert before COVID hit that I ended up going to was I was doing stand up in San Francisco, and Brooks Whelan and I, who was opening for me, we got to San Francisco the night before our show. We went to see the Grateful Dead because they were playing there, and we bought a Grateful Dead bomber jacket, and we competed for it at mini golf the next day. I will never wear this jacket. I live in an apartment in New York, so we don't have space for it. My wife has tried to throw it out three times, and I'm never, ever let... I will be buried in that jacket.
Okay, next time you're on, if you could wear that jacket, I'd really appreciate it.
Done.
What's the scariest animal?
I mean, honestly?
Sure.
You'd probably go with, you know, it's the obvious answer, which is something like a shark, which you think is dangerous. Pangolins are terrifying.
Why? But they're scaly, they burrow in the ground. I understand what?
They're gigantic. The next pandemic that we're inflicted by may well come from a pangolin. They are incredible vessels for disease.
All right. Apples are orange.
It's always the cute ones.
Yeah.
The cute ones get you.
Yep. Apples or oranges?
Apples.
This is correct, because you can put peanut butter on an apple.
Because you can put...
Peanut butter on an apple.
That might be the most American thing I've heard you ever say. Yeah, you can put peanut butter on an apple, should you?
Of course. Okay.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
You're using an apple as a spoon, then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fine.
A slice of apple.
As long as you know
I'm not saying dip the whole apple in. I'm not an animal.
Okay. The first time my wife went to England, she said, I can't believe how little peanut butter you have in things here. I went, yeah. Flip that around, that's how I feel.
but you know what would improve your meat pies? A little peanut butter. Huh? Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
Oh, yeah. As a kid.
Who'd you get?
Footballers. Ian Rush.
I
used to go to Liverpool. You know what I remember? I loved my Ian Rush autograph so much I carry with me in my wallet to this day.
Wow.
But I remember being at Kenilworth Road, which is Luton's ground, watching Liverpool play Luton when I was a kid, and there were players coming around. And Luton's goalkeeper, Andy Dibble, that is a cartoonishly English name. But Andy Dibble was walking down this line of kids, and he was saying, do you want an autograph? And he said to me, do you want an autograph? And I said, no, I don't. I want a different person's autograph. And he looked hurt. And I actually remember the look in Andy Dibble's. There are so many footballers' names I've forgotten, but I remember Andy Dibble's names, because as a kid, I think in that moment I realized I have the capacity to inflict pain.
On an adult.
I hurt you. You're hurt, and I did that. I am become death.
Destroyer of Dibbles. What? By the way, that whole story, you could have made up all of it. None of it. I was going down, you know, the pitch with the... It was Luden's
right.
And Dibbles.
Right.
And I'm like, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's
good.
Right. Kenilworth
good.
Road, sure. That's
100%. Yeah, off of Burton Tree.
Did you have to go through a wardrobe to get there?
Yeah. Okay. What do you think happens when we die?
I would hope, I'm hoping for just some sense of peace. I don't have religion in the way that you have it, so I'm just hoping for the end of life to be kind of the feeling you get when you sink into a chair after a long day.
That would be nice, too. Or, like, right before you fall asleep in a nap, that sort of swallowing feel, like the sheets just coming to get you.
Oh, you describe, that's panic-inducing, what you just described to me. I'll take the chair.
Okay. Favorite action movie?
I don't know if I have a favorite action movie.
That is telling. No.
Oh, yeah?
Action.
What, pray tell, does
movie.
It tell?
So, you lack a certain...
Say it.
Hyper-masculine aggressiveness. That I exude.
Yeah.
The Great Escape. Come on, The Great Escape. Nothing?
That's an action movie. In that case, I got one. Saving Private Ryan.
I guess that's an action movie. But it's sad. Action movies aren't supposed to be sad. The hero's supposed to win.
Oh, please. No. Please. Unless, okay. Unless there's an internal sadness or at least a sense of ennui, I'm not interested.
Okay.
So your favorite action movie is My Dinner with Andre.
You can't say there aren't some linguistic pyrotechnics involved in
there
that.
There sure are. Exactly. Bromborovo Polevka is a potato soup. Very delicious. Okay, favorite smell?
Tarmac. I like tarmac before it spread down. Or creosote. When you walk past a freshly creosoted fence.
Oh, wow. That's a cheap high.
Yeah.
Okay, least favorite smell?
A not great egg.
Flat or sparkling?
Oh, sparkling. Come on. Treat yourself.
Let's have a party.
Treat yourself.
You get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it?
Wow. For the rest of my life?
Yeah.
So it's got... Oh, okay. All right. So something you can't be sick of then?
I don't know. But you've got to choose it now.
Ashes to Ashes, David Bowie.
All right.
There's so much going on in there.
That's
if you get
good.
Tired of that song, it's your fault.
I'll buy it. What number am I thinking of?
42.
No. Okay. Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
Describe the rest of my life from this point? I have no idea.
John Oliver. Congratulations, you are known.
Hey, I feel seen.
John Oliver, everybody. Thank you, John.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. We'll be back next week with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.